looking at some numbers pushing six-session highs in this cattle complex. So what is going on in these markets? We're going to get the details here this afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and Kyle Bumstead joins us over with the folks at Allendale. Let's take a look at this cattle. I mean, six-session highs happening on the futures side. It just seems like we take a step back, Kyle, for a day or two, and it pops right back.
That's right, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. We did, we saw that reversal there last week on that on the weekly chart there, the weekly reversal here. Did see some follow through here early this week, but we're trading inside last week. Last week on this August live cattle contract, we're down $2.82. So far for this week, we're up $3.60, but we're trading within that range. That range is from a high of 214.50 on down to a low of 205.32. So we're just sitting right in the smack dab in the middle of last week's range. Now, interesting to note here, from that high in the August live cattle was 214.50 to the lows here last week of 205.32. We're sitting right in the middle of that range. We've retraced about 50% of that move. So we have done a decent 50% retracement here. It wouldn't surprise me with the way this thing has moved here. And you ask what's going on. The cash market's just been on fire here, and it's been pushed up here again this week. So wouldn't surprise me if these fats, if we're higher with cash here, finish up the weekend next week. Wouldn't surprise me if we want to go maybe try to test the old highs here, test the contract high here again, this August live cattle contract up there at 214.5. Now, one that we really need to watch here is probably the June as far as the cash market goes. We've still got about five and a half weeks here before the June board goes off, and that's going to get tied to the cash. Now, June's trading at 215.65, so we'll say 215, and we're trading 230, 231, 232 out there on a live basis here in Nebraska. Who wants to sell the board when you're 15 board under cash? So, I mean, it's a hedgers. The hedgers have been making it up pretty decent here. Yes, they've been hedged. Yes, it's been working on them, but they've also picked up a $15 basis. Now, the basis this year can run $10 to $15, or basis in the past has run that $10 to $15, but it is definitely something where we need to keep an eye on this thing. If this cash market does, for some reason, start to slip, we could see this futures market, maybe tumble a little bit.
So what are your thoughts on the passing that we continue to see at the countryside? Is that going to just back things up more?
There is that slight possibility. Now, today's weight breakdown did come out here today about noon, and we are seeing a light increase in cattle weights, and that could confirm there's a beginning of a feedlot backup here. This is the data for the second week of May, and dressed steer weights were up 7 pounds in the latest week here. Like I said, second week of May, 945 pounds here. Heifer weights were unchanged, 865, and this is normally a seasonal time for a weight decline. Last year was against the seasonal weight decline, and this year is also doing the same against the seasonal weight decline. Now, compared with last year, steer weights have increased by 7 pounds. They're now 22 pounds over last year. Heifer weights were unchanged from the previous week, and they're still 17 pounds over last year as well. So cattle weights just by themselves are adding 2.3% to beef production. That's separate from kill numbers. So last week we didn't see that there was any sign of a feedlot backup due to low packer-led kills, and now we maybe have some evidence here that we're starting to back up a few cattle. Also, I do think when you really break it down, we are starting to retain a few heifers for herd rebuilding. Not a lot, but I think we are starting to see some herd retention or some heifer retention out there for herd rebuilding season.
What about the cattle on feed report? Some positioning going on ahead of those numbers tomorrow?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's definitely some pre-positioning going on here for the cattle on feed. And that comes out at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon here. And the on-feed estimate is the guess here before is at 98.5% on feed with a range of 98.3 to 98.8. That's a pretty tight range there. Placement number at 97.1%. That range there is at 95.4 to 98.0%. And the marketing number at 96.8% versus a range here of 96 to 97.4%. I think if there's going to be any swing or a miss in it, it's going to be in the marketing side here things, because we've seen these slaughter pullbacks, these slaughter cutbacks, and slow down and kill cuts and things like that to try to prop this box beef market up. And recently the packers had some really good luck at doing that, propping this market up here. We've gained well over $20 here in this box beef market here in 2 weeks. And the question that I have, and a lot of folks in the industry have, and I've been talking to some folks here that are in the supermarket industry and the retailer industry, what is demand going to be like after Memorial Day? Because we really don't have a lot of holidays after Memorial Day. We do have Father's Day, I'll give it that, and then we have the 4th of July. But we're probably going to see maybe I want to see some quick ship business done here next week. We're probably going to see some of that done. And then after that, what is our next major, what's our next major holiday in order to get that demand from? And I have been hearing off and on reports from the retail counter that folks are kind of turning up their nose there at the price of beef, but we'll have to see if that continues here after the holiday season.
All right, sounds good. Kyle Bumstead joining us. By the way, you can catch tomorrow Kyle's comments on the results of that cattle on feed report in the afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network.